Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Yes, I know about the, I know all about the fun debate that happened the other night. So much so that I've got you this. If you missed this, okay, the pretense of the Democratic left being so-called, well, I believe in the Second Amendment, but let's just let one of them tell you. Here we have Robert Francis O'Rourke, better known as Beto. Here is his finest moment.
El Paso is your hometown. Some on this stage have suggested a voluntary buyback for guns in this country. You've gone further. You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield.
Which those are already banned. They're in the NFA.
The high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds
That's
everything.
Every rifle round, except they don't shred everything.
That so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used
not true either.
Against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them.
I'll address that in a minute.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this. I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Mm. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut mm-hmm. it to pieces. Mm-hmm. I don't need this weapon to hunt, to defend myself. It is a weapon of war. So let's do the right thing, but let's bring everyone in America into the conversation, Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, and non-gun owners alike.
Can I make a point? Congressman, thank you. I want to bring in Senator.
First of all, Beto, let's go backwards, shall we? I want to go backwards. There's nobody buying an AR-15 or selling one at a gun show that refers to that as a weapon of war. You dimwit, you. Second of all, and I cry shenanigans at this, I want to know who this child was that was wounded and then allowed to bleed out over the course of an hour. I want to know who exsanguinated because they did not get enough help in place in time. Because this didn't happen in Vegas where we had a higher kill ratio. We had nobody that bled to death because they couldn't get medical help. An hour is a very, very long time. A wound to an artery will kill you in about 4 minutes. It doesn't take an hour. I cry shenanigans on that one. And then, of course, the whole nonsensical part about the rounds that shred and do this stuff. Any rifle round is high velocity. That's why they're rifle rounds. That's because of the length of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with what the barrel's attached to. I have a weapon over here that doesn't look anything like, cosmetically, like what is termed an assault rifle that is much more dangerous. It is much more dangerous. And it hits a lot harder, too. And it has about the same length of barrel, but, I mean, it's just a different type of gun. But, I mean, what handguns are... Handguns are two things. For me and you as defenders, if we're going to be in a gunfight, and the gunfight's going to be over in less than 10 seconds, handguns are adequate because we're going to be involved in a self-defense shooting. On the other hand, if it's going to be 30 seconds or a minute, then we need to be thinking about fighting our way to a real gun, which is a rifle. Now, a pistol caliber carbine, those rounds, because they get to travel, the longer the barrel is, right, the more that pressure builds up behind that round when you pull that trigger, that explosion, the pressure builds up and it throws it, and it is not expelled till the round is free and headed down range, and then you get the bang, you get the boom, you get the smoke, you get the fireball, whatever you're getting out of it, you get it then. The idea that somehow or another that there's a special magic round out there that does this shredding thing. The reason we use 5.56 is not because it kills soldiers, it's because it wounds soldiers. If we wanted to use a round to kill soldiers, we'd use a 7.62 something. We would. Because that is more of a, that's a very lethal round. 5.56 will not kill a deer. It won't kill a deer. Not one shot of it. Mm-mm. I'm sure that if you shot a deer with one, I'm sure that in time, if you hit it in the right place, it might die. But, it's a varmint round is what they refer to it. It will kill a coyote, but a coyote is somewhere in between a medium-sized dog and a medium-large dog. It's not nearly as big as a deer. 5.56 was used and developed, and there's two reasons we carry 5.56 in the military today, okay? One of them is because of its capacity to wound. Because if you wound somebody, it takes seven people. You take seven people out of the fight, you wound an enemy combatant. Number two, you can carry a lot more of it. Okay? Carrying 200 rounds of 5.56 versus carrying 200 rounds of any derivative of 7.62, you would be able to tell a difference. You would definitely tell a difference in that. I've got a 308 over here. I've got the Franklin Armory 7.62 millimeter Militia SBR. And the magazine's only designed to hold 20 because of the weight. So everything Beto said was incorrect. And, if you really want to stop some of this killing that's going on, Beto, you need to go look. I mean, there's more people been killed in Baltimore this year, in Baltimore, just one city, then will be killed by all rampage killings combined this year in the U.S., guaranteed. The average number of people killed by any sort of rifle per day is 1.1. So, what's that? Is that 400? That's any sort of rifle. And if I'm kind and I say, and the AR-15 kills half of them, that's 200. So, Beto, you're factually incorrect there, buddy. You are factually incorrect. And but yes, the mask is gone. There's no more Mr. Nice Guy with the lift. They're coming. They sound like they're coming anyway. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, if you didn't know this, liberal means for liberty. That's why I don't refer to the Democrats as liberals. They stole that term. That is that's semantic misappropriation there, if you will. If anything, they are illiberal, and the machinations of the illiberal left on display in their ever-increasing violence, accompanied by the spewings of a propagandist media in contravention of some imaginary white supremacist right, have torn this nation, divided this nation into diametrically opposed camps. We, the normal Americans, will never accept socialism. And the left will accept nothing less than socialism. Those on the left, if you haven't noticed, they have not accepted or allowed the first Trump victory. They've got another one coming. And even when he does win the popular vote and the Electoral College, they will not allow it. They are used to getting what they want, and like spoiled brats, they've learned that tantrums work. So if Trump prevails in his bid for a second term, the left will go insane, deploying every insurance policy weapon at their disposal to negate four more years of the Orange Man. What Obama and Comey and Brennan, what they all did to Trump in his first term, will seem mild in comparison to what the left is planning should he win. Antifa. the supposed paramilitary arm of the Democratic Party. They have not spent the last 3 years practicing and organizing merely to sit on the sidelines. Although their best bet would be to continue to sit on the sidelines. They've used this time to mobilize and learn tactics while probing to find what government will allow, what media will trumpet, and what the public will endure. They have yet to be tested. Probably the closest they came was Charlottesville. But they have yet to be tested by just, you know, the pipe hitters, if you will. The skirling resistance has morphed from pajama boy blobs into perpetually offended little dictators, and the naughty bits hat wear shriekers into balaclava wearing Avengers who crave the opportunity to put us in our place and give them the government that they deserve, good and hard. They will flood the streets after a Trump victory in their Antifa costumes, looking to bust the heads of anyone near enough to become part of their 15 minutes of YouTube fame. That will be hazardous for them. It will start in the cities, the Democrat-run cities, of course, where the political leadership will give them a measure of protection against identification and arrest. Seattle, Portland, L.A., San Francisco, New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, Baltimore, they will all become flashpoints of unrest. The riots will be portrayed by the media and the Democrats as a groundswell of support for deposing a racist president. They will bemoan the necessity of violence, destruction, and loss of life, but remind Americans that people have spoken. Some among the Antifa will be held up and championed in lockstep. Both the New York Times, Washington Post will run headlines calling them the new founding fathers. People who fought back will quickly grow in number, even as the media labeled them white supremacists. Blood will be spilled. China, Iran, Russia, and Venezuela will plead for calm and offer to mediate the evolving humanitarian crisis. Now, let's take it another way. Trump loses. I'm not going to believe that he wasn't cheated out of it. I'm not going to believe they didn't commit fraud. And then, on top of that, a Democratic president will undemocratically implement policies by executive order that are just part and parcel of their interests and desires. Many on the right are wary of leaders who prioritize good press over good policy and who prefer losing gracefully over winning ugly. They believe they did build that and that they have not yet made enough money, and they are fed up with being portrayed as ignorant and evil just because of political disagreements. 8 years of Obama, 3 years of watching his slow-motion coup have made people angry. Tone deaf to this silent majority and emboldened by victory, the new president will borrow Barry's pen and phone and start issuing executive orders, throwing open our borders, banning fossil fuel, and, of course, implementing common sense gun control. And they'll be buoyed by the media. And the new president will start with universal background checks and a gun registry. Then he will overreach, signing an order for gun confiscation, euphemistically calling it mandatory buybacks. Antifa and their ilk will flood the streets in support of seizing the weapons of war. Media will declare that this is the will of the people. And for the right, this will be the last straw, whether it's plastic or paper. And the left doesn't understand that every gun owner is a single-issue voter. Millions will refuse to give up their guns. And many gun owners in this country will not go meekly into the night. There will be rage against what they will see as a usurpation of their constitutional rights. It'll go well at first confiscation with gun owners in the cities acquiescing to the knock on the door in the middle of the night. And, you know, that basically the papers please. But in flyover country, which it will be a different scenario, most gun owners will hide their weapons and most local police departments will accept that because they're not wanting to jail their neighbors. Resistance will be broad. It'll be hundreds of millions of people. Barack Obama, for once in the dismal history of his efforts to kill the America we love, will be proven correct. America will cling to our guns. The media will call it white supremacy, but a still unregulated internet will be rife with videos of an out-of-control government battling its own citizens. President will call for mobilizing the National Guard. Some governors will refuse, and army units now overseas will be sent home to deal with growing unrest. Mistakes will be made, and there will be gunfire in the streets, and people will die on both sides. And then they will call for martial law. And then many in the army and the National Guard and police will defect or desert or simply refuse. What do you think happens after that? So, while I'm sitting here and I'm telling you that Trump's going to be reelected, understand that there is a part two to that, a comma, a space. So be aware. Be aware. Vote and be aware. Vote and be aware, because we're going to see what they got, I guess. We're going to see how committed they are to their cause, because it's bad to be the tree huggers when you want to get in a shooting war. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the GOP retreat in Baltimore, a day after the latest Democratic debate, Vice President Mike Pence made note of today's date.
Just 416 days
from when we elect a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and re-elect President Donald Trump.
Pointed out that the economy wasn't mentioned by the Democrats during the debates.
I mean, when they were talking about socialized medicine, they were talking about open borders. When they were talking about higher taxes, they were talking about gun control.
A federal appeals court in New York restored a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog who says President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. Justice Department lawyers had argued that the plaintiffs didn't suffer in any way and thus had no standing to sue. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This week, the House Judiciary Committee, under Gerald Nadler, they approved the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act. Now, first of all, that doesn't make it law. Second of all, it's not necessarily a law. It's a grant program. The legislation would provide grants to encourage the passage and enforcement of red flag laws in the states, which are supposed to prevent people from possessing firearms when they're deemed a threat to themselves or others. The bill's standards for grant eligibility vividly illustrate the due process issues raised by such laws. And this will be a problem for the Senate. Okay? This will be a problem for the Senate. And it'll be a problem for Trump. But far from encouraging states to include robust due process protections, the bill would encourage them to slap together the weakest element of the existing statutes. The original version of the bill, which was introduced by Representative Salud Carbajal of a Democrat out of California, in February included very loose criteria for red flag laws. And then an amendment by the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler made the bill even more permissive. In Nadler's version, petitioners, who, depending on the state, may include a long list of relatives and acquaintances, as well as police officers and prosecutors, could obtain an ex parte gun confiscation order if a judge believes there is reasonable cause to believe the respondent poses a danger of causing harm to himself or others. That determination would be made without questioning the respondent, who at this stage is not notified and has no opportunity to rebut the claims against him. Contrary to the bill's name, the danger the respondent allegedly poses would not need to be extreme, substantial, or even significant. Furthermore, no time frame is specified, so the risk would not have to be imminent, which you might think would be a requirement for an ex parte order. That initial order could last up to a month, at which point the respondent would finally get a hearing, although he wouldn't have a right to legal representation if he couldn't afford it. There's one of the devil's details there. The judge could issue a final order if, based on a preponderance of the evidence, a respondent seems to pose a danger to himself or others. And once again, any level of risk would do, and the danger could be near or distant. The order could last for a specified period of time or until terminated by another order, which means indefinitely. Given the standard of proof, which is equivalent to any probability greater than 50%, and the level of danger required, anything greater than zero, respondents could lose their Second Amendment rights for a year or longer, depending on what state legislators decide to allow. Even if it was 99.9% certain that they never would have hurt themselves or anybody else. The minimum standard described by Nadler's bill seems to have been crafted so that all the jurisdictions that already had red flag laws, 17 states and the District of Columbia, could qualify for grants. So the bill would lower the bar to the level of the jurisdictions with the weakest due process protections from the get-go. In every jurisdiction but two, for example, an ex parte order is supposed to be based on a risk that is imminent, immediate, or in the near future. Nadler's bill throws that requirement aside so that he can accommodate the D.C. and the Massachusetts bills. The usual time limit on ex parte orders under the existing laws ranges from 1 to 3 weeks, with 14 days the most common choice, although ex parte orders can last up to 45 days in Delaware and up to 6 months in Maryland if they're extended. Nadler's limit is 30 days. More than three-quarters of existing red flag laws require clear and convincing evidence for a final order. Nadler's bill says the weaker preponderance of the evidence standard is fine. So D.C., Hawaii, Massachusetts, and New Jersey have nothing to worry about. They will still get the federal money. Even among these looser jurisdictions, all but Massachusetts require a significant danger, which is, how do you define that? How do you figure that one out? But it's at least more than any danger at all, the standard set by Nadler's bill. And finally, his bill imposes no limit at all on the length of final orders, which under existing laws generally last a year, although they can be renewed in most states for another year. Two exceptions are Indiana and New Jersey, where gun confiscation orders last until the respondent files a petition and persuades a judge that he does not pose a danger to himself or others. Under Nadler's bill, that's fine, too. Lindsey Graham, who is my senior senator, he plans to introduce a similar bill in the Senate, has dismissed critics of red flag laws as libertarians, but he also has promised that his bill will include standards aimed at protecting American Second Amendment rights. If you want to be taken seriously, Lindsey, then you need to be a lot more, you need to do a lot better than Nadler here. Marco Rubio has already introduced the Extreme Risk Protection Order and Violence Prevention Act, which he brags about in today's New York Times. His bill is notably better than Nadler's in several ways, but still does not set standards that provide adequate protection for people accused of posing a threat. Under his bill, the minimum standard for an ex parte order would be probable cause to believe that the respondent poses a significant danger in the near future. A hearing would be required within 14 days. For a final order, a judge would have to find by clear and convincing evidence that the respondent poses a significant danger. And then the order would last no longer than a year. Like Nadler's bill, though, Rubio's bill would allow petitions not only by law enforcement officials, but also by family or household members, including blood relatives, in-laws, spouses, people you date, anyone who has produced a child with the respondent, and current or former housemates. Spanning the list of potential petitioners beyond police officers and prosecutors leaves the door open to claims by aggrieved or sincerely mistaken people who in practice would be able to take away someone's Second Amendment right based on a very unverified allegation. And that's especially true in the initial stage when judges almost always issue ex parte orders because they are afraid that something bad might happen before a hearing could be held. Rubio's preferred standard for final orders, which matches most states with red flag laws already and are doing, is weak in practice because significant danger is undefined and means whatever judges decide it means. His bill lists factors that judges may consider, including threats, evidence of a serious mental illness, drug use, and unlawful use of firearms. But it's not an exhaustive list, leaving judges free to consider any evidence they deem relevant. An amendment to Nadler's bill proposed by Representative Steve Chabot of Ohio and rejected by the House Judiciary Committee would have required a tougher standard for final orders. Clear and convincing evidence that respondent poses an imminent, particularized, and substantial risk of unlawfully using a firearm to cause death or serious physical injury to himself or others. The standard is stricter than any of the existing red flag laws, but it would still be satisfied in cases where would-be mass shooters have shown clear signs of violent intent, like in Parkland. At the same time, his standard would reduce the risk that innocent people would lose their Second Amendment right because of a misinterpreted conversation or an offensive or controversial social media post. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So let's finish where we began, shall we? Let's finish with the Democratic debate. Because they did do one thing. Besides all of their little wingnut theories, they killed off one of their wingnut theories. And that's the famous nobody's going to come for your guns wingnuts. That, you know, calling us the wingnuts. Beto killed that one off. When asked bluntly whether he was proposing confiscation, he abandoned the disingenuous euphemism that had marked his descent into extremism and confirmed as plainly as can be that he was. He said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. And then Cory Spartacus Booker and Kamala Willie Brown side chicks, Harris, they both got out there and said, me too, me too. And this is now insinuating its way into the manifestos of gun control groups nationwide. Presumably, this was O'Rourke's intention. But he and his party would do well to remember that there's a vast gap between the one-upmanship and play-acting that is the, you know, what normally occurs during primary season and the harsh reality on the ground. Prohibition has never been received well, and it has never worked in America. And guns have proven no exception to that rule. In New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, attempts at the confiscation of high-capacity magazines and the registration of assault weapons have both fallen embarrassingly flat to the point that the police have simply refused to aid enforcement or to prosecute the dissenters. Does Beto, and you would think that Beto knows this, right? You would think that he knows the results of these little schemes that have come out. Does he know this and then expect the result to be different in Texas or Wyoming or Florida? Now, earlier this week, in addition to the red flag order, the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives was unable to marshal enough votes to pass a ban on the sale of assault weapons, let alone to mount a confiscation drive. Lighten up, Francis. Sorry about that, buddy. I'm just talking to Bob. That dog isn't going to hunt. And nor should it, for his policy is spectacularly unconstitutional. The AR-15 is the most popular rifle in America by a considerable margin, and is therefore clearly protected by the whole in common use standard that was laid out in D.C. versus Heller. Put as baldly as possible, confiscation is not a program that the federal government is permitted to adopt. It's also a disaster on its own merits. It is a setup for failure, because much has been made of the fact that an attempt to round up millions of guns would be met with widespread noncompliance. That's in the peaceful way, right? Much has been made, too, the fact that this is an odd target for a country-dividing panic, given that rifles of all types are used less frequently in murder than hands and feet, than handguns, and than knives. And less, however, has been made of the fact that such an attempt cannot even be squared with the characterizations of American life that O'Rourke, Booker, and Harris are themselves fond of making. If their testimony is to be believed, America is a deeply unequal place in which minorities and the poor bear the brunt of draconian legislation, while the wealthier and better connected, read that to be white people, romp scot-free, la la la. Which, if you know, this would lead one to expect a little less bravado in defense of what would be the most significant federal crackdown since the start of the war on drugs than a self-congratulatory hell yes. This is what happens when you decide to base your policy on a T-shirt slogan. Now, is there anybody out there that's surprised that their end game is confiscation? I mean, if that's the case, hold up by show of hands. Tell me. Because it has always been their end goal. It started with Pete Shields, with Handgun Control Incorporated. It was all designed to get you to where you don't like guns. And the only way for them to really do it is for them, see, what Beto is counting on is that we're law-abiding, so we'll just go along with this, no matter, you know, constitutionality be damned. So, for years, advocates of the right to keep and bear arms have suspected that confiscation was the end game. But, you know, then we're paranoid, we're crazy, we're wing nuts. Well, you can stick the rebuff where the sun don't shine now, right? If it ever was nobody's coming for your guns, it is no longer true, which means that a host of commonly posed inquiries now have the same simple answer. Like, why do you oppose federal licensing? Because leading Democrats are threatening confiscation. Why do you oppose universal background checks? Because they would create a registry. And why do you oppose a registry? Because leading Democrats are threatening confiscation. And they didn't mean to do this, right? O'Rourke and them, they didn't mean to do this, but they stuck a dagger into the exquisitely calibrated gun control messaging on which their parties worked for the better 20 years. And no voter can now say he wasn't warned. But, Beto was not done. He had to do a little bashing of Trump, too. Besides the occasional knifing of one candidate by another, rinse and repeat. Biden was actually aggressive in the first half. Castro also delivered some zings at Biden and South Bend Mayor Peter Buttigieg. And Robert Francis O'Rourke decided to go all in on desperation tactics, where he blamed President Donald Trump for the El Paso shooting. Bob's been trying to corner the woke vote, saying that not only this, but also declaring that we have a white supremacist in the White House. But Soy Boy Bob took it to another level when he said that the El Paso shooter was inspired to kill by Trump. He said the first is just how dangerous Donald Trump is, the cost and the consequence of his presidency. A racism and violence that had long been a part of America was welcomed out into the open and directed to my hometown of El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed, dozens more grievously injured by a man carrying a weapon who should never have been able to buy in the first place, inspired to kill by our president. The second is how insufficient our politics is to meet the threat that we have right now. The bitterness, the pettiness, the smallness of the moment, the incentives to attack one another and try to make differences without distinctions. Mountains out of molehills. We have to be bigger. We have to see clearly. We have to speak honestly, and we have to act decisively. That's what I want to do as your president of the United States. Thank you. The El Paso shooter was a white supremacist, but he also hated the Republicans. And he supported the killing of people to return Earth to a level of sustainability that was a huge part of his sloppy manifesto. Sounds like Bernie Sanders, because Bernie's out there saying, well, of course, we could always do, we could do more abortion to make it easier to, you know, so Gaia would not have so many people on it. That's called eco-terrorism, something that's very much associated with the left. And Bob probably knows this, but he disregarded it to take a cheap shot at Trump. Because he's polling lower than I am. My producer, his name is McKenzie. Bob here, Beto O'Rourke, is polling lower than McKenzie. And neither one of us are running for the Democratic nomination. He's either doing it this way because he knows that part, or maybe he's doing it because he's an idiot. I don't know. Beto. We got your number, son. We do. We know exactly what you got in mind for us. I appreciate your candor. Thank you for that. Kamala, thank you. Spartacus, big ups to you, buddy. All of you a bunch of confiscating tyrants. Pray you don't become the president. Not because of I have nothing against you personally, but your policies will spark something you're not prepared for. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.